about the show. Thanks so much.
Now is the time to act the fool tonight. Forget about your worries and you will be all right.
Oaks Park Roller Rink and KBOO Community Radio proudly present Bounce, Roll, Skate. Tuesday, January 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Oaks Park Roller Rink. They'll be broadcasting a two-hour funk and disco special live from KBOO Community Radio at 90.7 FM in Portland, and you can be a part of it. It's a theme party, so feel free to wear your wigs and costumes or wear whatever you like. That's Bounce, Roll, Skate, January 28th from 7 to 9 p.m. at Oaks Park Roller Rink. Call 503-231-8032 or go to kboo.fm/themelt.
Welcome to the Health and Healthcare Forum. I'm Roberta Hall. Our series on health and healthcare features conversations about diverse health concerns. I enjoy these conversations, and I hope you do too. Today, my guest is Laurel Kinsel. She works at Oregon State University Health Sciences Center. Welcome, Laurel.
Thank you. Thank you, Roberta. It's very nice to be here.
I understand in reading your website that it has been on campus since 1967.
That is correct. It has a long history here at Oregon State University.
Tell me a little about yourself. How long have you been at OSU?
Great. I was one of a new faculty hires in the College of Public Health and Human Sciences. We're a growing college, and we're actually just becoming the first accredited College of Public Health in the state of Oregon. I came 2 years ago, and I specifically work in the program that is environmental and occupational health and safety as a faculty. So I teach classes as well as do research.
And then being the director of this component of environmental health, that's an extra duty.
Yes. I was approached soon after I started here as an assistant professor. It was an amazing opportunity as the Environmental Health Sciences Center was in need of having a changeover of the director of the Community Outreach and Engagement Corps. So I was approached with the Environmental Health Sciences Center wanted to engage a lot of the new faculty that were coming in this growing College of Public Health. Since public health is absolutely the intent of environmental health and protecting human health.
I went to the Oregon Public Health Association meetings this year and noticed that it itself has grown a lot over the last few years, and the people felt that public health was becoming more important and understood as a branch of general health, and the two are integrating better than they have in the past.
Public health, the intention is to look at entire populations and try to figure out how to protect and prevent diseases and injuries and illnesses in the entire populations, rather than perhaps a medical doctor, which just looks on the individual basis and tries to address the concerns of an individual. We are trying to look at total health, the total population.
And historically, since we've been able to deal better with infections and infectious diseases from cholera to plague and influenza more commonly, but toxicity in the environment and the impacts that humans are having on the environment, either through industrial work or sewage, just population numbers, obviously contribute to that. Anthropologically, one of the major problems that, you know, you see when villages and towns started up is, gosh darn it, people pollute themselves. When you're a mobile population, you move on in a week or two, and it's grown ever since over these last 10,000 years. Well, that's a digression. So we also want to talk a little about the National Institutes of Health, because that is the government structure under which environmental health centers are located, as I understand it.
Yeah, you are correct. The National Institutes of Health is comprised of various institutes, and one of them is the National Institutes for Environmental Health Sciences. This is who funds